According to many Mefarshim, tonight starts the Yomim Noraim. If we didn't think it started Rosh Chodesh Elul when we started hearing the shofar, if we didn't think it started as we're winding down these parshios and Sefer Dvarim, Shoftim, Kiseitze, Kisavo, that all get us in the mood, that some Mefarshim explain that the Lel Slichus is really the beginning of the Yomim Noraim. At least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, this week a couple nights extra, but it's the night of nights, a night of nights. There are certain nights on the Jewish calendar that have special emotional attachment to the Jewish people. Of course, Kol Nidre, of course, Lel HaSeder, but also the first night of Slichos for Ashkenazim. There's something about it in the history. We could just imagine the Shamashim, in the days of old, in the shtetl, going around at midnight, waking everyone up for slichas that first night. So it's time to think about our habits, to think about what we hope to do this past year, and whether we were successful or not so much. But we have to really look into ourselves and figure out a way that it could really work. Figure out a way that we can really have that year that we've been hoping for, a year of growth, a year of improvement, looking for the recipe. So what exactly is it? Just by way of introduction, one of the psukim that we're going to become very familiar with again this time of year, a pasuk that we all cry out together. It's not on your sheet. We'll get to that in a minute. We cry out towards the end of Slichos, Al Tashlicheni, do not throw me away, Milfanecha. Al Tashlicheni Milfanecha. The Ruach Katshecha, Al Tikach Mimeni. And don't take away that special spirit. Ask Rav Eliyahu Lapyan and the Lev Eliyahu. Al Tashlicheni, don't throw me away. It sounds like we're deserving to be thrown away. Don't throw me away. I know you want to. I know we deserve it. But Al Tashlicheni Milfanecha. Next line, v'ruach katshecha, don't take away that ruach hakodesh that we have. How could it be both? If we're right to be thrown away, what do you mean, v'ruach katshecha al tikach mimeni? There's two extremes. Al tashlicheni and ruach katshecha. Says the Lev Eliyahu, it's talking about our door. It's talking about a door that seems so far away from Har Sinai. That seems so far away from the ideal society that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we are dreaming of. So steeped in elements of society that are not Kadosh. Elements of society that are not connected. So we say, Al Tashlicheni Le'ezikna. Don't throw us away where we are in the state that we are. But at the same time, as many point out, but the Lev Eliyahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always levels the playing field. If there's such koach of tumah, there's such koach of kedusha. And if somebody could live an inspired, connected, God-centric life in this door, that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much nachas ruach. And we have special ruach HaKodesh that is shorah on us. Mitzad echad, says the Lev Eliyahu, he's actually quoting Rabbi Saul Salanter. Shekol mi sheshav b'tshuva b'dor shasitra achra goveres bo v'atuma misrabe ba'olam, at a time where there's such tuma and there's such difficulty and challenges, zoche l'siyata d'shvayim yuchedes u'mashpiyim alav kedusha v'tar v'midah merubo m'flo lein shir. There's so much opportunity of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned in the past, we live in a generation where one click could ruin a person's life. And one click, one could get a shear on any topic that they want in any area of the world that they find themselves. Al tashlicheni le'ezikna, v'ruach katshecha, al tikach mimeni. So we have both. So again we ask, what is it? How could we grow? How could we really, should we be focusing on this time of year? We've spoken so much already, the various contexts of the shiurim. One extra hosafa. Tvarim shutim. No chidushim, Dvarim Pshutim, it's early in the morning or late at night, however one would look at it. Famous question, why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, we're judged. Yom HaKippurim, we're cleansed. So shouldn't we want to be cleaned off before we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First Yom HaKippurim, Kapara V'Tahara, and then we'll have Yom HaDin. Why is it Dafka the other way? The question of many of the Baalei Mussar, Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. We'll get back to that. I'd like to discuss two statements of Rabbeinu Yonah. First, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in source number one. What's the ultimate way of being inspired? How should we connect? How should we grow? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, simple. Kasher Yishma Musar HaChacham V'Amochichim. We have to listen to those who lead us. We have to read Svarim of the Rebbeim of the Baalei Mussar that talk to us. We have to look into the words of Chazal. We have to listen to others to uplift us. We can't do it ourselves. Yakshiv V'Yishma V'Yikana V'Yachzer B'Tshuva. And accept in our heart all the tochacha that they say. We have to be people who have our hearts open to accept what others tell us. We can't be she'oref in that way. The smak, we've mentioned this in the past, the smak in mitzvah test, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, quotes a separate mitzvah daraisa. To accept tochacha. To accept rebuke. Somebody criticizes me. Not to criticize back, not to think, whoa, who do they think they are? What are they doing? Let them worry about themselves. They're criticizing me. Says the smak, lamul arlas halev. No, I got mixed up a little bit. Arlas halev, it should be. Shneamar maltemes arlas lavavchem. Pirish lehov es atochachos. V'lehov misha yochichenu. Not only to the content, but the person who's saying it, and to thank them. And that's very hard. There's even a Tana, Daf Yomi learned Masechet Arachin a couple of weeks ago. Rabbi Tarfin says, I don't know anyone in this generation who is able to accept Tochacha. Even in the Rabbi Tarfin's door. It's against our grain a little bit. But that's how we improve, says Rabbeinu Yonah. In Shari Tshuva, we have to listen to others. We have to listen to those who are Mochiachas. Others who point out our faults. Those others might be our spouses. Those others might be our Rebbeim. Those others might be neighbors, co-workers, whatever, the different messages. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the way that we can improve and grow is through hearing it from others. And yet, if you look also in Rabbeinu Yonah, same author, different sefer, we get a different impression. Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. Source number four, Hillel tells us in Pirkei Avos, Im ein ani li, mi li. If I'm not for me, then who will be for me? We'll get to the other, rest of the Mishnah a little bit later. But what does that mean, Im ein ani li, mi li? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, same author, Ashari Tshuva, Im lo ochiach atzmi, she'ezareiz atzmi b'mitzvos. If I do not rebuke myself, if I do not look inside myself and make myself improve, Mili lahochiach ulezarzeni. Who's going to do it for me? Kizirus ha'acherim tovu lefisha. Because others could give a temporary stoppage. I'm doing something. Somebody can say, stop what you're doing. But is that going to be real growth? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, comes from within. Aval kashiyor ha'adam es atzmo. V'chol yom v'yom. If I, from within, encourage myself and excite myself and focus. Yosef lachsov machshavos lasos melechas Hashem v'yein shechach alafanav kasher libo chavetz v'uderach yashar lefnei yish. The way to get inspired, it may not neely meely, it's ani. It's the ani that I have to do it, says Rabbeinu Yonah. So the question is, Rabbeinu Yonah told us two different messages, and he says, this is the only way. In Shari Tshuva, he says, we have to listen to others. It has to come from without. It has to come from what we read and what we're inspired with and our Rebbeim and our teachers. Yishma Musar HaChachamim HaMochichim. And it's very difficult, as we saw in the smak on Rabbi Tarfon. But Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos says, no, it has to come from us. It has to come from within ourselves. Self-recognition. So maybe, again, it's obvious, it's simple, but it has to be said. It's a two-step process. And we need both. Because if we're missing either one, then it's not going to complete, it's not going to be complete, and it's not going to be lasting. Each has a maila and each has a chisaron. The Ramchal writes it in one phrase. The Gra says the first 11 prakim of the Mesillas Yesharim were written in Ruach HaKodesh. Every single word. The Gra didn't have the Mesillas Yesharim leave his table. And he says he was nifter right before the Gra was able to go. He said, if he was still alive, I would walk across Europe to sit by his feet and study and learn Torah from him. That's what the Vilna Gaon said about the Mesillas Yesharim. Says the Mesillas Yesharim in source number 5 in Perek Hay. Hanavi Yishayo et Savech Hazeka Kruchtia. Yishayo screamed about this. Ki haya roesh ezeh haya mashaloyim iniech makam latochosav. Shiasu roshem. People don't leave, don't open their heart to accept constructive criticism. Ma'abi tikvasim shalchotim v'chulu. And he continues. And then he says where it's underlined. Ki zehu adavar shadin no seno so. Ki mi she mispael min ha esponenus. We have to have hisbonenus and limudim. What are both of those? It's both our elements. We need to learn from others, and we need to think about what we learn from others, and then go back and learn from others again, and then inculcate it and think about it and add it into my, and then go again and back and forth. Because that's the only way it's going to happen. The Meshech Chachma also writes about this in Parshas Dvarim on the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, based on a pasuk in Yeshayo that we read. He talks about two types of tochacha, within and without. Yesh Echad, he says, number one, Mashim Mispoel Achad Mechaveiro, K'mo Man Hashem Mimishu Madregaso. First way that we can be inspired is by others who are, let's say, in our league, in our social strata, our friends, our colleagues. It's very hard to get direct tochacha from them. To have a friend of mine come over to tell me what I'm doing wrong, that's not going to work, says the Meshech Chachma. Mizelo shayach shikabu devrayim. They're not in a parental teacher position, or am I going to listen to them? But there is a way that we can influence our friends. Not directly, not by opening our mouth, but by acting. I see my friend who is so busy with his family. He doesn't have so much money. I see how honest he is and how professional he is, even though he has challenges. So all of a sudden, I think about that myself. That's not an external somebody telling me. That's thinking about me. That's one way. My friend is has his own challenges. But then, v'yesh ma'ashe dvarav nishmoam divrei tochacha, k'mo sheshomea migadol ador v'kadosh Hashem, a leader, someone who talks to me, lo shayach shu yispal mimenu, him, I can't copy him. Because I see, oh, that he's an unbeliever, he's a malach Hashem tzavakos. I'm going to copy what he does? No, but to him I'll listen to what he says. Because that's somebody who knows who I am, who knows what I could do, and is trying to lift me up. But again, it's from without and it's from within. And we need both of those elements, or else we're going to be missing a major part. Writes the Drash David in source number 7. Turning over. Me'ata nire, line 1. Sha'af shtei darkeis oris achitzonis v'aprimis yesh l'kalachzein malam yuchedesla. We need both inspiration from without. We can't rely on ourselves just thinking about our life, trying to be objective. It's hard to be objective. We need an outsider. Again, whether it's a Rebbe, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a spouse, whether it's just messages that come based on a situation that I think about, I could have done better in a certain situation. There's so many times that we look back, but we have to internalize it and think about it. So that's, we need that, but we also need to hear it from others. Kasher ein adam mavchin klal ki darkei ein tovah. On the one hand, from within, it's everlasting because it's me coming up with that decision. But who says I'm objective? Who says I'm following? I have to do this, but who says that's the right thing to do? Who says that's the right goal? So I need others to kind of inspire me and clear things up for me. Remember the Mesillas Yesharim earlier in the Sefer, where he talks about life is a maze. Life is a maze, and we imagine these huge, tall bushes, and we're going through the maze, and we can't see out. We go down this path and that path, we have no idea. But we see somebody on the end of the maze on top, telling us, go this way, go that way. So those people who we respect and look up to, they have to help guide us. But then it's up to us to okay, am I going to go down to the right? They told me to go to the right. Am I going to go to the right or am I? No, I think left is more right, more correct. So on the one hand, getting from without is more objective and could help correct faults, but it's not going to be everlasting unless it comes from within. Unless it's a personal recognition that I need to change. And little steps, baby steps. Again, sometimes we think in life, this is who I am. I tried it for the past 40 years. I've been working on the same midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me this way. We can't have that attitude. We have to say from within and from without, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more of us. Right? V'ruach kodshecha al tikach mimeni. We each have a ruach kodshecha in this door, in this generation of challenge, in this generation that we see tuma, and we see difficulties and challenges, and sometimes we hear from an earlier generation who say, I would not want to be raising my children in this generation. The challenges that parents have today, grandparents have, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We just have to remember the Vart of the Bali Musar. There are new chatzotzrots in every generation. The kalim of the Beis HaMikdash can be passed down, but the chatzotzrots, the trumpets, that have to be new in every generation, because the way that we inspire in every generation is different. But there is inspiration possible. And it starts with ourselves. Starts with ourselves from without to within. And if we think about it, that's exactly what the Mishnah says that we alluded to before. Rabbi Niona said, "Emein ani li mili, uksha ani latzmi ma'ani." Got to read both lines. Rabbi Niona was only commenting on the first line. I need the other person to help, whether it could be a sefer, not a person. Right? The poskim say, paskening b'fnei rabo means not looking in a sefer, b'zman hazeh. So people, outsiders talking to us, inspiring us, halacha, machshava, hashkafa, whatever it is. Uksha ani latzmi ma'ani. If I'm just for myself, I'm not going to accomplish it all, but I need emein ani li mili. But maybe, he continues and suggests, maybe that's why Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur. Because Rosh Hashanah has a lot of external stimuli to try to get us in the mood. The ultimate external stimuli. 100 times we hear the Rambam, as the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Shuva, Uri Yishenu Mishenaschem, wake us up! Rosh Hashanah is about being woken up. But Yom Kippur, there's nothing external. It's all from within. We're much more pensive on Yom Kippur. Much more thinking, it's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is much more yira and pachad and din. We feel different on Rosh Hashanah, different than Yom Kippur. People feel it in different ways. But Rosh Hashanah is the emas hadin. Yom Kippur is also ema, but Yom Kippur also has a closeness. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we feel. Yom Kippur, we don't leave shul. We don't leave shul because it's a day just to think. It's a day just misbonein. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, from within. So we need Rosh Hashanah before we have a Yom Kippur. We need the shofar first. We need the messages of the shofar. We need all 30 psukim in the Malchiyah Zechronos and Shofros to remind us what it's all about. Malchias and Zechronos and Shofros. That's not on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shevach, Piyutim. And those are the steps that we have to do. And that's what Aseres Yemei Tshuva is about. It's taking the external that we have heard, putting it into our lives, and making it part of who we are. So as we stand here again at the end of another year, but at the beginning of another year. We mentioned a few weeks ago at the beginning of Elul. Judaism takes the last month of the year and makes it the first month of the year. Elul is the last month of the year. You think it's the end. No, we make it the first month of the year. We Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's when everything starts. Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's when the Zman starts. Because that's when it starts for us. We're always looking at new beginnings. Every Rosh Chodesh, every day, but Rosh Hashanah especially, super Rosh Chodesh. We have to get ready. As we know, Slichus gets us into the mood even more so, in an intense way. Kedalim u'churashim, dafaknu d'lasecha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help, We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, you know, some extra power. We know He's closer. We know Melech Basadeh. We know He wants us to be close. We're just asking Him for help. We will try from without and from within. Yehi Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all, personally, communally, and all of Am Yisrael, the ability to think straight, the ability to really change, really to have a year that we could have Avas Yisrael. What an amazing idea that would be. Where Jews get along. What an amazing idea. Maybe Mashiach will come then. It's this Avas Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. That's all we have to do. It's been 2,000 years. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. Yehi Ratzon that it's a year of bracha, of geula, of refuah, of Yeshua, and of slicha and mechila l'chol Am Yisrael.